What is up, family? Welcome to episode 179 of the All Moves podcast. This is Anthony and I here speaking. I want to welcome everybody to today's show. Before we get started, as always, it would mean so much to me if you can leave a review on the show. I'm always asking you guys this. If you can, take 2 minutes of your time, leave a review, especially if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you are able to leave a review on. So if you can leave a review on your platform, please do so. It helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. And it also helps with the growth of the podcast. So you guys are helping a lot when you put a 5-star review or whatever, however you feel about the show. And when you leave a review on the show. So it'll mean a lot to me if you can go ahead and do that. And throughout the episode, whenever you feel inspired to, whenever is that moment you feeling, yeah, I'm loving what he's saying. I'm getting more clear. I'm getting more aware. And you're getting excited about what you're listening to. Go ahead and post it up on your social media. Tag me up on that. The show continues to grow through word of mouth. And it's because of you. Those of you who continue to share it and get other people interested in listening in. I truly appreciate that. And here's a new one I'm going to start adding in to these call of actions. It's if you are someone who only found me through podcasting, which is a lot of you. A lot of you are only listening to me on podcasts. Connect with me on social media at AnthonyManiah1 on Instagram. So that's at AnthonyManiah1. That's the number one on Instagram. And connect with me. I do a show called Coffee with Maniah Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Depending on my schedule, I may start at 10:15, 10:30. I always let you guys know before I jump on what time I'm going to get on. So be on the lookout for that. And again, that's a show where it's basically a live podcast, right? A live podcast that I do every morning, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time at 10 a.m. So with that being said, let's just jump into the show. Last week, we broke down sacrifice and we questioned sacrifice. And we question it to the point where, you know, a lot of people have messaged me saying, well, you know, I'm starting to see that differently. I'm starting to see sacrifice differently. This week, we're looking to question distractions, right? We're looking to question distractions. Now, I say we because we're going to go through this process together, right? We're going to go through this process together, you and I. I've been doing this past week. And again, this is part of this wave I'm on where I'm going back and I'm just listening to everything that I've said. I'm listening to every podcast, everything I'm putting out, everything, the quotes I put out. And I'm questioning myself, right? I'm questioning myself. Are things becoming more of a rhythm now, right? Where I just say these quotes and it's just part of a rhythm without question, right? Like, hey, you are the problem and you are the solution to this problem, right? Is that just a quote or do I actually see that as facts? I say awareness is freedom. Is that just a quote that I say, a little saying, or is that the facts? Now, I'm always diving into it. And something that I came up when I was diving into distractions is I'm always telling people, look, the world will pull you towards different directions, right? The world will psychologically pull you through many directions, too many directions, many different directions. And your mind is psychologically being pulled. And, you know, there's a lot of distractions in the way that's getting you from seeing the facts, getting you from seeing the truth, getting you from seeing yourself, right? So these distractions are taking you away from seeing yourself. Your lifestyle is built around the avoidance of your problems. These are the things I've said many times before, especially if you're a fan of the show, you will hear this being said over and over and over again. So I've been questioning distraction, right? What is a distraction? Is distraction real? Is there real distraction? When you want something, I want clarity. I want awareness. I want to get more focus, right? I want whatever it is you claim that you want. When you want something bad enough, when you want something more than anything else in this world, when you really, really want it, that includes positioning. That includes what you allow into your life. When you really want something, do you allow distractions into your life? But Anthony, there's a lot of things I can't control. You're right, 100%. But there's a lot of things that you can control, and that's how you respond to whatever is in your way, right? And that includes when I recognize this, a lot of people don't understand what is being said. And by the way, guys, so if you guys are wondering why I'm talking so low or I'm talking the way I am, I got this massive headache right now. The craziest headache of all time. However, the show must go on, right? The fact is I got a headache, but what matters most is how I respond to it. So I'm going to be very methodical and very theatrical with this voice right now in a world where just messing with you. But yeah, so I'm just giving you guys a heads up. Where were we? We have full control over how we respond, right? We can't control certain things, but we have full control over how we respond to it. Of course, right? Something happens to me. I see it. I view it. I have the ability to respond to it in a certain way. But that does include how that includes what I allow to distract me, right? So what are distractions? If I really want it, is there a distraction? Do I allow distractions? Do I see something that's getting in the way, and do I put an end to the thing that gets in the way? Or do I allow it to continue? Because if this thing is a quote-unquote distraction and I allow it to continue, then is it a distraction or is it a priority? Is it a priority, the things that are coming into your life that you call distraction? Hey, man, there's too much distractions in the way. There's too much things stopping me from making any moves. There's too many people, you know, in my life that's getting in the way. There's a lot of things that in my life that distracted me from getting clear. But when you really want something, don't you reposition your life so you can eliminate anything that can potentially get in the way of what you claim you want? Wouldn't you see something and say, you know what, man, this is a distraction in my life, meaning this is getting in the way. This is stopping me from doing what I really want to do. Wouldn't you create a way so that thing won't happen ever again? Is there a way to do that? And I was going deep into this, right? Deep into this. You know, I do this when I question myself and I question, you know, the things I say and I question certain processes, right? When I'm questioning this process of distraction, I'm saying, yeah, but what if someone lives in New York City and they're walking down and they see so many people walking by, they're getting distracted, right? You know, I lived in New York City most of my life. Like, I would say 99% of my life is born and raised in New York City, right? So walking through Times Square, walking through where there's thousands of people walking by you, and you see certain people walking by and you're getting distracted, you're looking around. Now someone say, yeah, there's too much distractions out here. I put myself in a position where there's just so many things going on that I'm looking left, right, up, down. There's so many things that's stopping me. I can't think. Now, what does that person do, right? Because I used to say that, you know, New York is like a distraction for me. I can't focus out here because so many people call me and they're looking for me. There's so many things to do here, man. I can't control that, right? So I thought at that time. But then you look at it. In that situation, someone who really wants it would say, New York is a distraction to me. I'm not going to be here anymore. This is not for me. This is not where I should be. I got to get out. Because there's too many things that catch my attention. I got to get out. Right? I got to get out to reposition my mind. But then the question is also, if you really want something, I'm talking about really, 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 really want something, then are those things a distraction anyway? Will you even go to Times Square is what I'm saying. Would you even pick up the phone when that phone call comes in? Your buddy calling you, your boy calling you, yo, you want to link up? Or when the girl is texting you. Again, we have full control over how we respond. But I'm looking for ways. How come if it's an actual distraction, how come we're not leaving the area? Or how come we are picking up the phone calls? Or how come we our attention goes to certain things? Is it a distraction or is it something that we prioritize? Right? Are we prioritizing these things in our life and then we're calling it distraction? Because we love the process of this, but we don't like the end result of this. I like the process of this, prioritizing on this thing, whatever it is that you prioritize, or something that you would call a distraction. Oh, my work is a distraction. All the kids are a distraction. All my friends are a distraction. Whatever a distraction. So many distractions in people's lives where, again, they are being pulled psychologically in multiple directions. But the question is, why are you allowing yourself to be pulled in multiple directions? Right? Why do you view like something like the kids as an excuse and not as fuel to do what you need to do and stay focused, right? Why is it being used as an excuse? Right? Why is it being used as an excuse? Why aren't we looking to recreate or reposition ourselves and put ourselves in better positions in life so the things that we call distractions don't happen again? Oh, my mom's a distraction. This is a distraction. I got to get focused. But how do I get focused? I got so many things going on. The computer, the phone, the this, the that, the video games, the TV. Yeah, but you're allowing those things to be a distraction. You see, for me, I said the video games are a distraction for me. I'm 19 and I was going to say 2010 together. It's like 2019. No, so when I was 19 years old, this was around 2011, playing the games, that was a distraction. The second that I recognized that was a distraction and it was quote unquote hard for me, right, to let it go, because secretly I'm prioritizing that, right? I'm prioritizing the video game. It's what I really want to do. But then I claim I want change. Interesting, right? I want change. I want to get clear, but I'm playing video games all day. So what did I do? I say, okay, this is a real problem for me. I can't control how I respond. I feel like I can't control how I respond to this. Even though that's a lie, because I can control it, right? If I really want it, if I want to put an end to it, I can simply just make that one decision, right? I could just drop it with no hesitation because I really want it. And at that time, I'm in conflict. I really want change, but I also want to do this. And as long as you're in conflict, you will allow distractions in your life, right? I will allow that video game to be available to me within arm's length, right? Because I can grab that controller anytime and turn it on, right? If I wanted to. So what I did was I disconnected it and I put it in my closet and I left it there. I said, okay, fine. Boom. But then I was tempted. My friends would call me and say, yo, or my cousins would call me and like, yo, bro, get online. You know, come, let's go play some Madden. Let's go online. Let's go play some, you know, Gears of War, whatever the game was at the time that we were playing. And I was like, nah, man, I can't. I'm not playing Xbox right now. I'm not playing Xbox. So then they were like, oh, come on, man, just one game. I was like, ah, just one game, right? Just one game. So then how tempted I was to do it. But once I disconnected the game and put it in my closet, I never went back to it. I never went back to it, but I was so tempted to do it. So what did I do? I said, okay, damn, I really want to do that, but I'm in conflict right now. I want change, but I also want to play the game. So I got rid of the TV that was in my room. I got rid of the TV and I gave it to my mom. I said, yo, take this. Here, it's for you. Take it. I don't want it. So now I can't play, right? I can't play because I'm not going to play my mom's TV. She won't allow that. And, you know, I can't play in the living room, in the TV in the living room, because my pops was like, you can't do that. So now my parents are like, they're like the gatekeepers, right? So it's like, okay, I gave the TV away. And okay, now I'm forced to focus on me now. Now I got to do something else. So then there was these girls I was talking to, right? And these girls would message me and say, hey, you know, I said these girls, but a girl I was talking to. And she was like, hey, yeah, you want to hang out? I said, look, I can't. I can't do this, right? I never allowed the text to distract me. At one point, I would love to speak to her because I allowed it into my life while I claim I wanted change. But then it was a priority for me, which is why it became a distraction, because I prioritized it and then I said, oh, I got a lot of distractions in my life. So this showed me this. When I stopped texting Mac, I said, look, I can't do this no more. I'm sorry. I'm just doing this for fun and I'm really not interested, right? I stopped texting back. I said no to a lot of things. Let's go hang out. No. Until it became a thing. Oh, we can't call Anthony anymore because he's going to say no. We can't call. So then the phone calls stop. Right? They stop because, hey, I can't do this right now. I just got to get locked in, focused. I got to get out this situation I'm in. So the phone calls stop. But if I'm prioritizing the phone calls, then I don't want the calls to stop, right? I don't want the phone calls to stop because it's a priority for me. However, I started prioritizing different things. And when my priorities started to change, everything started to change. So which it showed me this. The solution to your problem is right there in front of your face. The solution is the solution. And then you have your priorities. Then you have your priorities. The solution is there. The move you need to make is there. Cutting things off, it's there to make. You can make this move at any time. You can reposition your life at any time. Oh, New York is a distraction. Okay, cool. I'm going to move to New Jersey. That's exactly what I did. Hey, you know, I need to change my way. Okay, cool. I'm going to get out this circle and create my own circle, right? I'm going to drop the games. I'm going to start hitting the gym. Right? This is 18, 19, 20 years old. This is the beginning of everything, right? Where I started to position myself to get clear, prioritizing different things so I didn't allow myself to get distracted. So people say, how do you get so focused, Anthony? How are you so focused? How are you locked in? How do you not get distracted? It's because I don't prioritize those things. So yes, psychologically, the world will try to pull you in multiple directions. It will, right? Thousands of people, millions of people, billions of people all making decisions at the same time. Millions of businesses wanting your attention. Advertisements, right? When you walk down, everybody's just trying to grab your attention because they want something from you. They're trying to grab your attention. They either want your time, your energy, your money. They want something from you. You're being pulled at all times. Yes, you are. At the same time, based on what you prioritize is what you allow to take you, right? It's what you allow to take you. If I prioritize certain things, that that has my attention. I allow it to take my time. I allow it to take my energy. I allow it to take my money, right? So whatever it is, you have to look at what you prioritize And just know you're calling these things a distraction, but you secretly want this thing in your life, whatever this is, right? You secretly want those phone calls. You secretly want to play those games. You secretly want to eat those foods. You secretly want to buy that product that keeps sending you advertising, be like, oh, I'm just too distracted right now. I keep spending money. I don't know why I'm broke. I keep spending money, but you want to spend your money. So when people ask me now, how do you stay focused? It's because I don't want nothing else. There is nothing else for me. I want to see the facts. I want truth. I want to do what I'm doing at all times. I have a massive headache right now, and I'm choosing to do this podcast, not because it's discipline, not because I'm a man of my word, not because I'm locked in, no excuses. To be honest, it's because I want to. I want to do this, right? Yes, all those other things are in play when it comes to honoring your word 100%, because to me, I say, hey, there's a show, you guys are expecting a show, and I got to deliver on this show, of course, right? You guys come here every Friday, sometimes Saturday mornings with people listening first thing, right? Depending on whenever you listen to this. However, I'm just saying, you know, people listen to this all throughout the week. I'm just saying, for the most part, is, hey, can't wait for Friday. Can't wait for Friday. New episode of The All Moves about to drop. Can't wait. I see videos, I see pictures online, I see people getting ready to listen to the podcast. They're having listening parties, they're listening with their kids, they're listening with their friends, they're listening with people. I got to deliver on this, right? And of course, if I'm not feeling the best, then I'm not going to do it if I'm not feeling the best, but I know myself. Let me provide something different. Let me change the tone of voice a little bit. Because yeah, I'm not feeling good, so I gotta, you know, I'm looking to reserve a little energy. I'm not trying to speak too loud so I can vibrate my brain, and then my head starts to hurt again. So let me speak a little bit low. Let's see how this show goes. Again, because I want to do this. This is what I want to do. These are the moves that I want to make. There is nothing else. There is no distraction. There is no distraction. There is only priorities. There is no distraction. Again, this is something we got to dive into. Is distractions real? Like, is it real? Because when you look closely, the things that distract you, you have full control how you respond to it. And many times it's going to take a decision that most people are unwilling to make, meaning repositioning your life, repositioning your situation. Yeah, I'm trying to do this job, but I got the coworkers distracting me. But how am I supposed to do this? Right? What do? I can't remove this person out of my life, or I got to work with them. I got to do this. You see how people would justify it, right? Of course. How am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? I got so many, you know, I'm working this job, but this coworker is distracting me. Well, you got tough decisions to make. Get another job that doesn't have anybody, any coworkers. Work for yourself. Be self-employed. Do another job. Do another gig. Start a business. There's many solutions to these things that you call distractions. And also many times there's perspective change as well, where you could look at things from a different perspective. Is that what's really happening? Are the kids really a distraction for you? Or you're just not making time, right? Or you're just not making time. You're not waking. What time you wake up? Do you wake up at 4 a.m. when the world is sleeping? Do you wake up at 3:30 a.m. when the world is sleeping so you can have time for yourself to get the job done without any distractions? Quote unquote distractions, right? You're allowing yourself to get distracted by things you prioritize. Because when you actually want to stay focused, you position yourself to stay focused. you will reposition your life. You will reposition your situation. You would create a system for yourself that you know yourself enough. You know yourself. So you say, you know what? I'm not going to put myself in that position ever again because I know myself. I know what I do. When I do this, I get this. I know myself. So let's make an adjustment. Let's do something different. It's a different perspective on distraction. People are talking about eliminate distractions, stay focused, 5 steps to staying focused, be disciplined, 5 steps. Like, listen, man, reposition yourself. What do you prioritize? What are you prioritizing into your life? Are you having those tough conversations with the people, right? Whether you live with your parents, you live with somebody, you say, oh, this person is distracting, right? This person distracts me from doing something. Are you having those conversations? Hey, listen, you distract me, right? Meaning you get in the way, you're getting in the way and you're not allowing me to do what I need to do, right? You have to have those conversations. Or are you getting yourself an office? If you live in a house like that, you're getting yourself an office somewhere you can work where there is no people, right? All the kids, are you getting a babysitter, right? Are you waking up early? All the, you know, online, the social media is distracting. All these things are distracting. Well, you allow yourself to do it because you're prioritizing that. There's the solution to your problem. And then there's your priorities. There's the decision that you need to make. And then there's the moves that you want to make. Meaning needing to make means, hey, if I claim to want the solution, then I got to make this move, right? Because the facts are the facts. The solution is the solution. The truth is the truth. So, and then there's what I want to do, which means you're seeing it with choice, which we talked about last week. We talked about no choice. Because if you really want to do it, then there's no choice. There is nothing that gets in the way. There is no distraction that gets in the way. Think about this, fam. Go over this with yourself. Look at what you prioritize. Look at what you care about. Look at your situation, how you're unwilling to get out of the known, reposition yourself. Put yourself in a different environment if the environment is a quote-unquote distraction, because that's what happened to me. Me living in the Bronx, me living in New York, it was a distraction for me. This place was a distraction. I can't even go outside without looking both ways. Like, damn, man, I gotta be careful out here, you know? I can't go outside without someone knowing me. I can't go outside and say, hey, Anthony, you want to do this? I can't, you know what? I got to reposition myself. I got to get out of that. And any time in my life, I'm feeling like there's something that is stopping me from doing what it is that I want to do, I got to put an end to it, right? Now, not the way that sounded, like really aggressive. Got to put an end to anything that's a distraction in my life. No, I mean, like, psychologically put an end to it. Reposition yourself. Put an end to the distraction, to the thing that is stopping you, solving the problems along the way. This is what most people don't get. They're not solving the problems. They're not making the adjustments. They're not understanding what's going on. They're allowing these things to continue without, they're trying to create a solution without making the actual decision that's going to reposition their life, right? It's like, oh, I don't want to reposition my life right now. So is there another way? Is there another decision I can make that won't disrupt my current reality at this moment in time? Like, there's got to be another way, which means, are you searching for the best solution to the problem, or are you looking for the best escape? These are things we need to think about, fam. I'm gonna leave you with that. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, share it with somebody you know. Share it on social media. Tag me up on it. Also, check out my coffee company, amacoffeeco.com. That is amacoffeeco.com. Check it out. highest quality coffee in the world today, in my biased opinion, of course, right? Much love, fam. I love you guys. I'll see you guys next time. Take care. Peace.